Click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
The dusty streets were filled with noise as children played their games. In one corner, some children were playing an exciting game of soccer. As they played, the ball would bounce off the doors and walls of buildings nearby, sometimes accidentally hitting people who were passing by. On the other side of the street, kids were pretend sword fighting, trying to see who was the best soldier amongst them. On the footsteps of a nearby house, some other children were spinning colorful tops, laughing each time the top tumbled. One woman finally came out of her home, waving a broom in her hand, shouting, "Why are you making so much noise? Don't you have somewhere else you can play?" The children paid no attention to her though, as they were too busy playing. Just then, a very tall man walked through the street. He was wearing a grey robe and had a purple abba draped on his shoulders. He was one of the companions of Imam al-Hadi. As he walked through the streets, there were kids in his way, but he didn't want to disturb their games, so he would wait for them to finish and then walk when the path was clear. Sometimes the kids would even run right into him, but he would just smile at all the fun they were having. As he continued to walk, he came across one child who was quietly sitting by himself on the steps of a house. The child was just watching the other kids play. The man wondered why this little boy was not playing. Was it because he did not have a toy? The kind companion decided to go to one of the little shops and surprise the child with a beautiful wooden sword. The man presented the toy to the child and said, "Look what I got for you. I bought you a wonderful wooden sword so you can go play with the other kids." The boy smiled at the man and said, "Thank you very much, but I'm sitting here because I'm thinking about Allah's wonders. Do you know that Allah says in the Quran that we have not been created only to play?" The man was shocked by the little boy's response. He realized that this was no ordinary boy. This was a very special boy indeed. The man sat down next to the child and asked, "So why have we been created?" The child confidently replied, "To gain knowledge and worship Allah." The man was now even more curious about the young boy and asked, "Where did you learn this from?" The young boy looked at him and answered, "In the Quran, Allah says, 'Do you think that you have been created without any purpose?'" Now the man was completely shocked. This child knew the Quran so well. He knew that only an Imam could speak so beautifully. Imam al-Hadi would also speak in this way and quote the Quran in his discussions. Slowly it dawned upon the man whom he was speaking to. Surely, this child must be from the family of Rasulullah. Can you guess who this child was? Yes, the child was Imam Hasan al-Askari, the son of Imam al-Hadi. The man was almost done asking questions. However, he had one last question. He said, "You are just a kid. You're not even baligh. You should be having fun." Imam Hasan al-Askari replied, "I know, but it is never too early to start gathering good deeds because bad deeds seem to pile up very quickly. Let me explain. Sometimes I used to watch my mother try to light a fire. First, she would try to light the big logs, but they would never catch fire easily. So, in order to light the big firewood, she would gather and light small twigs. Because the twigs were so small, they would catch fire easily and would then help light the bigger firewood. Humans are the same. If you start practicing from a young age to do good deeds and stay away from bad deeds, then as we get older, those good deeds, like the twigs, will light our hearts to do more good deeds. However, if we do bad deeds from a young age, it will be easier to perform sins as we get older." This reply left the man speechless. He had never heard such a wise reply from an innocent child. He stood up and bid farewell to the young Imam. As he headed home, the man thought deeply about what Imam Hasan al-Askari had said. He thought, "Now I see why it is so important for everyone to start doing good deeds and stay away from bad deeds from such a young age." As he walked down the street, the noon sun began to shine high above him, and he could hear the soft noises of the other children laughing and playing in the distance. He thanked Allah for such a special encounter.